Good afternoon from Top Threat Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with today's closing grain comments for Monday, November 12th, the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, Veterans Day. Just a quick shout out and thank you to all current and former service men and women who served this country. Thank you so much. Moving on to the grains today. Well, the biggest story obviously was Chicago wheat settled up 17¾ cents. It's a 2-week high at 519¾. December corn settled up 1½ cents at 371¼. And January soybeans settled down 3½ cents at 883¼. So both corn and beans had subdued trading, 4-cent trading range in corn, about a 7-cent trading range in beans. The real story today was obviously somebody decided to cover a big chunk of their wheat shorts. The funds had been short about 50,000 contracts of Chicago wheat, and it looks like they bought a chunk of those today. The spread now between Chicago and KC has flipped. Chicago is now 10 cents over Kansas City. Historically, that's been a spread that has gotten as wide as 30 cents. So some traders trying to get in front of that, possibly moving forward. The interesting thing was that the big up day, and also a day where we had a new 18-month high in the U.S. dollar. So for everybody that was taught that anytime the U.S. dollar goes up, it's bad for commodities, that's not always true. Today's a perfect example of that. The other action we had today was a new low in crude oil. Crude oil has dropped over 23% in the past 28 days. We're back down with crude oil with a 5 in front of it. We had briefly been down there. Just 2 weeks ago, we were approaching $80 a barrel. Not 2 weeks, about 6 weeks ago. In any event, the fact that the soybeans were able to hold up on a day where crude oil was lower was also a positive. The market is still trying to figure out why, with a 955 million bushel carryout, soybeans are holding up there. It's a very large carryout. Fundamental traders are scratching their head as to why there is a bid under this soybean market. But it's a good deal for U.S. producers. We'll see if we can continue to have prices fight higher moving over the next the rest of 4 days of this week. What else? Okay, and then also too in the outside markets. The stock market had another volatile day, down about 3% here today, about 500 points. Excuse me, about 2% today, 3% in the past three trading days. The stock market in the past 2 weeks of in the past month has had quite a bit of volatility. First, we had about a 2,800 point sell-off, and then we had, of course, the bounce. In 9 days, we picked up about 9%, rallied about 1,800 points. In the past 3 days, we've dropped 3%. So every day, we seem to have another 2 to 3% move in the stock market. We'll see if that continues moving forward. We'll also see if that overflows into commodities. Sometimes in the past, when the equities have started moving in this type of manner, where you have big up moves and big down moves, you have seen times where people have decided to place more money into physical commodities. We'll see if money flow continues that way moving forward. So all in all, lots of opportunity here. Again, today is Veterans Day. We'll get back at it tomorrow. But one more time, I just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone out there and have a great rest of the evening.